new car or big check or free jacket for second star of the week?
I don't think any of the above. Probably just slap on the back and keep going. I don't know.
you've always said that you're not about the points and you're more worried about the playoff race, but it has to feel good to be recognized league-wide like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you get recognized for the way you're playing, it definitely is an accomplishment. And I attribute it 100% to just being focused on kind of the games that we're in, and our whole team is kind of coming together and playing really good hockey. And so that in itself has really helped, you know, with some of the stats and all that stuff that kind of comes along with it. So I'm not wrapped up in it, but at the same time, it's. It feels good to get results and to contribute to wins.
Winning can be fun, too. It looks like you guys are having fun there, especially that last game where you were scoring.
Well, yeah, especially when, you know, we went through a bit of a kind of a dry spell scoring goals, and it feels good to finally put some in the net. It kind of, I think, relieves some of the pressure for some guys. You don't grip the stick quite as tight, and that in itself makes the game a lot more fun, and especially when the end result is there and we're getting 2 points, then it kind of makes for a perfect situation.
Like, is there an award that you get to go with this? Is it paper with stars? I mean, or just a phone call?
I think just a pat on the back. Way to go. Good job. I think that's probably the extent of it. Yeah, maybe a coffee. Who knows?
Keys now here against this club that you guys, I don't want to say dominated, but you're 3-0 against them so far this year.
Well, they know that too, you know, and they're a really good team. They have a lot of experience, and they have a lot of weapons. So I think they're going to be hungry to come out here and play their A game against us. And, you never want to be swept in a season series. We know that much. And, we got to make sure we keep them off the power play first and foremost. Their power play is really good. They have some really good weapons on that power play. And, if we make them work for the scoring opportunities, hopefully we can kind of knock them off their game a little bit and keep ours going the same way.
They've added a couple of big defensemen now. Does that change anything for you as a forward in particular as to how you attack them?
Just try to skate as fast as you can at them. You know, doesn't matter who it is. You know, I've learned that when you're skating at defensemen, it makes life a lot harder on them. When you're maybe not going full speed at them, you're kind of pulling up. It makes their job a lot easier. So if you go straight at them, north, south, it shouldn't matter who's back there. You know, hopefully we can create some good opportunities and keep the sticks hot.
Has there been much chatter on the possibility of landing in third spot after tonight? Was that looking too far ahead?
I think we're just focused on continually getting 2 points, and if we take that course, things will fall where they're going to fall. So if we keep taking care of business on our end, then hopefully at the end of the day we'll be able to look at the standings and be as high as we can possibly be.
Thanks, buddy.
Anytime.
You think the team